Nancy's letter. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm standing. Love to wait to the very last second. Go ahead, Kathleen. That's my favorite part. Welcome, everybody, to the Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023 Monclova Township Board of Trustees meeting. Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Before we get started on our meeting agenda, the board has asked our attorney to make a statement for those in the public. You are our attorney.
The elected officials of Monclova Township early last year took a close look at the needs of the fire department to provide the safety services that the residents of the township had been paying for and were entitled to receive. During those weeks of research and inquiry about the fire and EMS services, multiple complaints were received that led to an even closer look into the department and its operations. As provided by the Ohio Revised Code, a private citizen was designated to investigate the allegations made in those complaints. And once the investigation is complete, a recommendation will be made to the Board of Trustees. Since then, the residents of the township overwhelmingly passed the fire and police levies presented to them, and for that, this board says thank you. In the fall, the trustees created a hiring committee made up of township residents with fire service backgrounds, along with the township administrator and our assistant fire chief, to fill 9 new full-time positions for the department. After an extensive search by the committee, a recommendation was made to the Board of Trustees, who then approved the hiring of the 9 individuals as recommended. After that meeting, there was an incident with a resident acting in a disrespectful and irate manner who made threatening comments to employees concerning the township and elected officials. Directly thereafter, residents, including the elected officials, began receiving offensive and malicious communications. Intimidating or damaging behavior towards residents or township employees cannot go unaddressed. The incidents have been reported to the sheriff, county prosecutor, state officials. Since it is now an ongoing criminal investigation, neither the Board of Trustees or any township employees are going to make any comments, but I can say that additional investigations continue, which may result in more charges being brought against other individuals. It's the primary goal of the Town Board of Trustees of Monclova Township to maintain and enhance quality of life of the residents of Monclova by providing excellence of service with fiscal responsibility and sound economic development, and they will continue to pursue that.
Thank you, Doug. We appreciate those comments. We will see you at the end of the meeting, and the executive session we will be holding.
Okay. Thank you.
That takes us to our agenda. Are there any additions or changes that need to be made? Great.
I'm good.
This is our organizational meeting. I'm just going to jump to, I move to dispense with the reading of the minutes for our December 19th meeting and our special meeting of December 30th, and approve them as presented by the fiscal officer.
Second.
Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
That takes us to the organizational matters, including a chair and vice chair. It's a longstanding tradition that this board rotate chairs. We've on occasion had the same chair 2 years in a row. I am happy to do it again this year. I'd be very pleased to stay on as a DAC member and on the TMACOG board. I know Chuck has serious work to do on the JUDS board as chair, and I'm not sure Trudy wants to step up and be chair this year. So
not quite yet. Getting there.
You're getting there. I'd be happy to do it.
No, and I not want to break tradition. I would think that the rotation that I am willing to fulfill the rotation as chair this year.
Sorry, Trudy.
And I'm not putting me up for chair, so.
That would be, what would we do, roll the dice?
I'll make a motion to nominate myself for the chair of the Board of Trustees for 2023.
I'll second.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
No.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
I'm going to stay with the tradition. Yes for Chuck.
Let's make Trudy vice chair. I move to approve Trudy as vice chair.
I will second that.
Second by Herschel. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. We have a number. Thank you. We have a number of organizational minutes or meeting that we go through every year at the first meeting of the year. So please bear with us here as we kind of machine gun through these. I'll tell you what, I'll take the first five, and Trudy, if you want to take some, then Barbara take it. But I move to establish the meeting times for the Board of Trustees 2023 at 4:45 for the working session and 5:30 p.m. for general sessions in concert with meeting dates previously established on this board. What's the date on that, Harold?
November 7th.
November 7th, 2022, with the exception and special meeting being duly posted with the Ohio Revised Code.
Second.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I move to approve, I move to authorize the Township Administrator to act on contracts as a signatory for said documents that are approved by the Monclova Township Board of Trustees.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And I move to adopt Resolution 01032023-01 declaring the intent to sell property by internet auction.
Second. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I move to authorize mileage reimbursement and establish with IRS publications and guidelines, and the mileage reimbursement be available to township officials while on township business per the Ohio Revised Code effective January 1st.
Second. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I move to allow for all necessary and reasonable expenses for the township trustees and fiscal officer to attend conferences, township association meetings, state and local government conferences and activities, Lucas County Township Association activities, and allow for all necessary and reasonable expenses for the administrator, maintenance supervisor, zoning administrator, fire chief, assistant chief, and fire protection officer attending conferences. This will include reasonable meals for elected officials and township employees upon submission of itemized receipt, which will include a 50%, up to 50%, which alcohol is not reimbursable.
Second. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Okay, do we want to discuss our TMACOG membership? TMACOG has been extremely beneficial to us in securing grant monies for various traffic improvements. I know they secured a $400,000 grant project for part of the local match for the 28 interchange. Has also secured grant monies on our behalf for various Halloway and Salisbury intersection coming in 24 and some, and a couple, one or two other runs. But their membership formula is based on valuation and also our population. And for 2023, per their formula, would be $7,633.
So moved.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right. I move to authorize payment from the Township Treasurers for the dues of the Lucas County Township Association and Ohio Township Association for 2023, including subscription to Ohio Township News to the Trustee and Fiscal Officer, and 2023 associate membership fees for the Township Administrator, Maintenance Superintendent, Zoning Administrator, as well as any interested individuals on the Board of Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission as approved by the Township Administrator.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
You're doing great.
I get dry mouth there.
I move to authorize the fiscal officer to place temporary appropriations and funds as needed in various accounts retroactive to January 1st of this year.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
I move to approve electronic funds for payroll and other reoccurring bills that come due between trustees meetings. All such payments will be formally included at the next trustees meeting after payment.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Do you want to review Lucas County Soil and Water, Chuck?
Yeah, Lucas County Soil and Water is another organization that we belong to. I think they work with us on street trees. Eric has more general interaction with them.
Yeah, they work on, they help with stocking ponds, and they provide trees for windbreaks, and they offer advice for agricultural concerns, stuff like that.
And two, they are requesting as our 2023 contribution of $1,400, which goes back to 2017. The last 5 years has been $1,000. So I'll move to approve $1,400 to the Lucas County Soil and Water Conservation for the 2023.
Second.
On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And then we have also the Monclova Firefighters Annual Recognition Dinner covering food and expenses, excluding alcohol, and gifts to non-employees of the township, provided as a reimbursement upon submittal of detailed vendors. And what's the amount?
Do we have a cap on that, or Errol?
$2,500 is my memory.
Do you recall, Matt?
I do not.
Can you bring that back to us?
Sure.
With okay. that amount? Because I'm thinking it's $2,500, but as soon as I said that...
It's an up-to amount. We could do an up-to. It's,
you want to do up to
$2,500? Sure. I'll move to approve up to $2,500 upon review of last year's bill. Last year's request to this year's, to the 2023 Monclova Township Firefighters Annual Recognition Dinner covering the cost of food and expenses, excluding alcohol, and gifts to non-employees of the township.
Second.
On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I move to adopt the Board of Trustees' compensation and salary as provided by the Ohio Revised Code.
Second.
On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I move to authorize the purchase of medical, dental, vision, and life insurance for all full-time employees and elected officials, and that the premiums are made from the Township Treasury for 2023.
Second.
On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I move to authorize payment for Monclova Township Zoning Commission at a rate of $85 per meeting to be paid as contractors and not as known for the township employees.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. I move to authorize reimbursement to members of the Board of Zoning Appeals at a rate of $85 per meeting to be paid as contractors, not as Montclova Township employees.
Second. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. I move to name fiscal officer and township administrator to represent the township interests at the Tax Incentive Review Council for 2023.
Second. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. This is something, the next one is the Montclova Historical Foundation. This is something we divided three ways in the past. Somewhere last year, Trudy took over.
I like to stay on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I'll be happy to split it with you. Chuck, do you want to be involved?
If you're unable.
I'm able.
If either of us are unable, you'll fill in for us, you're saying?
Do you want to be part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I move to nominate Barbara Lang to, I'm going to go Trudy Yoder.
Vickery.
Trudy Vickery to serve as Township Representative of Montclova Historical Foundation for January, February, March, April, May, June.
First 6 months?
Yep, and then Barbara Lang to do the remainder of the year.
Okay.
And Chuck Herschel will fill in as necessary. For the year 2023, if I didn't say that.
Second. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. And the Lucas County Health Department works best when the chairman attends those meetings. So it would be, I move to nominate Chuck Herschel as a representative of the Lucas County Health Department District Advisory Board for 2023.
Second. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Can I ask
Barbara,
if Chuck can't make it, I could be an alternate?
To the DAC?
To the health department.
Right. I don't think it works that way.
Okay. You have
and
to be appointed.
I'm secretary right now,
okay.
So I'll send an email that says
okay.
I'm not chair anymore. And
but you're still secretary?
Yeah.
Or not?
No, now I can't be
okay.
Because I won't be on board, so they'll have to pick a new one. And economic development comes next year, and Chuck served on that for about his entire term, so maybe, Trudy, it's our turn to take over the judge board.
All right.
That's it, right?
All right. Thank you for your patience for us machine gunning it through. We have a continuation of our street lighting district for Stony Creek. We're not going to have that public hearing tonight, so.
We're still going to move it to February 7th.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to move to continue the public hearing to establish a street lighting district for Stony Creek, Plat 3, lots 59 through 85 to 5:30 p.m. on February 7th, 2023.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right, then as far as our fiscal officer, we did have a special meeting last Friday, which we approved some bills and transferred some money around, so I don't think we have any other report from the fiscal officer. Do we have any other old business before the board tonight? No, any items?
No.
All right. Okay, going to new business, we need to establish a public hearing for zoning file Z17C375.
For Tuesday, January 17, 2023 at 5:45.
Right. And I'll make that a motion. Okay, I'll second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. And Harold, we did have you had a conversation under new business about, is April King here, a chance? You had a lengthy conversation about from a resident about the roundabout scheduled in 2024 at Salisbury and Holloway.
Correct. Had a phone call from a resident in Hidden Ridge who was unaware of the plans to construct a roundabout at Holloway and Salisbury until she received a letter from the county engineer's office that was dated December 13th. And she was a little bit distraught over the fact that there was going to be a roundabout right in her front yard, and asked what could be done. And I explained to her that this whole thing has been in the process for at least 5 years. We've had many, many complaints from residents about the traffic backups at that intersection from time to time. And we would take those complaints to the county engineer because both Salisbury and Holloway are county roads. They're not township roads. But we were trying to facilitate some kind of a solution to the traffic problems that were occurring there. And the county finally came back and said they didn't have any plans. You know, they've got a master plan. Excuse me, a master plan for improvements throughout the county, and that intersection wasn't on their radar. They said that if the township wanted to apply for some grant money on behalf of the county to build a roundabout there, they would take that into consideration. We did that 2 years ago through TMACOG, and we did receive grant money from I don't remember what these acronyms stand for, but long story short, we did receive grant money to construct a roundabout there. And since then, the county has been doing preliminary design work, and they're ready to really start moving forward with the project now. They hope to begin construction in 2024. And so I explained to this resident how that process had taken place and just suggested that when she meets with the folks from the county engineers, the right-of-way acquisition folks, she needs to negotiate the best deal she can for buffering and, you know, trees, mounding, what have you. That's about all we can do at this point. Again, they're not our roads. We just facilitated the grant for the county so they could move forward with the project.
So I asked for this to be put on the agenda because though they're not our roads, it is our problem, and this may be one person, but it does involve the development of a private drive. It's a unique situation, and it seems to me that Lucas County has determined all intersections will be roundabouts. So Monclova is going to get three new roundabouts in a matter very quick. Mm-hmm. And they're all very different roundabouts. And I thought it important that this board become aware that not all roundabouts are the same, and that we might establish some guidelines or protocols or make some decisions related to beautification, maintenance. We've just been letting the county do it, and we had residents complain at Salisbury and Albin, and so then we took over, is it ownership?
Maintenance.
Of the roundabout, and what got put in there was determined
by the county.
Sort of. This board, I think, decided prior to that that it would be something low maintenance and simple, so I'm just asking that this board realize more roundabouts are coming and that there will be more concerns about those roundabouts. I appreciate Harold Graham working with the one neighbor to help her understand the entire process.
And I would agree with Trustee Lang. You know, we have, you know, two roundabouts here, the one at Holloway, that we are exploring different options. The Greater Toledo Arts Commission actually has a public arts person, so we've reached out to them to see if there's options for, as far as, you know, where do we find a good balance? What's, you know, meets the needs of blocking the view of the roundabout, so you're not looking at the traffic. It meets the needs of our maintenance department, that it's easy to maintain, that, you know, whatever, if we do put something out there, it's going to be hardy and doesn't need a lot of maintenance, but then what's also aesthetic, you know, what fits in with the community. So we want to find a balance there, and what's best, you know, that we can.
One of our audience members owns a company, Karnick, and has brought to my attention that we should have an opportunity to either volunteer or pay for the maintenance of those roundabouts if we get to put Karnick signs. And I thought we had some process for that, like you had already developed how you do it. And I don't think this should fall off the radar. It's something that staff should do. We don't need to do it here in this public meeting, but I think it should be put on our priority list.
For example, the roundabout at Stittenwaterville, Monclova, was adopted by, was that a company or an organization?
It's an environmental group who ended their contract with the county who makes those arrangements
right.
At the end of 2022.
Right. They adopted it, much like we did the one up the road here, but it apparently became a little bit overwhelming for them. So they did it for a year or so and said, we're done.
Okay. Can I go back to A, establish a public hearing?
Sure.
Sure.
Eric, I need to be prepared for that public hearing on the 17th, which means you need to be helping me prepare, right? And maybe the other two board members will want to know this information too.
Okay.
I want to make sure you're prepared to talk about what C2 and C3 definitions and uses are. Can you prepare a brief history of that site? Because I know some of our residents are aware of what used to be on that property, but not all of our residents know that that was a commercial corner.
Sure.
Can you share the details of the three other corners? Because one of them is established, two are in decree, and this one's being asked for a zoning change. So I would just like you to be able to share all that those four corners are kind of going to be in conjunction with each other.
Right.
And then, oh, I didn't know what my notes meant. I'm hoping you can put on the screens a map of the four corners, because as I'm reading the minutes from, and you know, they say the northeast corner, and we have to sit up here and go, the northeast corner, that's, and we call it the Plosec land, or the next Jackie's land, or so.
Yeah.
It would be better if we could put up a screen, on the screen, a map that said NE.
Oh yeah, that's easy to do.
Right, something like that, so we can talk.
Have you looked at the new website? I want to tell Eric about the zoning, because I was playing with it the other night.
Yeah.
So it says like section 18 or something, and you could probably just use that, because I blew it up myself, and there's a PUD on the northwest corner, the C2 and the C3. But you now have that available, and that'd be nice if you could use that, something similar to what I was looking at over the weekend.
Yeah.
And blow that up, so it's hard to read when it's like this big. So I actually blew it up on my copier machine to this big, because it's hard to read. But the new website has the different things listed, the PUD on the corner, the C2, so that came out really nice.
Yeah, I could do that, and then I could also do a what's called pictometry, which would be a like a satellite photo showing how they actually look. I could do two pictures if that helps.
Perfect, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That's what I needed for next meeting.
Okay.
Talking about, one second, about roundabouts, we got an email about our roundabout and the sewer line.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up with the grant with the grant money. So, you want to share that information, Harold?
Yes. excuse me. The sanitary engineer's office applied for an OPWC grant for the sanitary sewer, the proposed sanitary sewer along Monclover Road, and they did get the grant. And we have committed some of our ARPA money toward that project, so that sewer project will happen. Sanitary engineer is just concerned that they need to coordinate construction of the sewer with the construction of the roundabout that's going to be installed at Monclova and Waterville Monclova. So we don't put in a new roundabout and then we have to tear it up to put in a sewer. So they will be coordinating between the sanitary engineer's office and the county engineer's office.
Do we need to stay on that? Because it involves our money being spent by 2026.
Right.
And that sewer from our plant will connect this building, will go underneath Swan Creek and connect this building?
They did say that this building would be connected to the sewer. I don't know how it will happen, whether it'll be under the creek.
That's great news.
Because I'm just presuming, because our leach field's right out here, that the roundabout will, that they would need to eliminate the leach field down.
So that's good news that they came back with the amount plus a little bit more, and hopefully that will help Monclover Road, the community center, our building, the church, other ones that can go ahead and benefit from that, because Chuck made us aware that there was, 22 parcels that are zoned C? How many parcels? I think we brought up,
I don't know.
22 parcels that are seen
most
C.
A lot of them on the north side. All
north side,
down
which you would think those were all residential, so obviously it can be developed. So I appreciate Chuck doing some of that homework and Eric telling how many commercial properties are actually along that sewer line.
All right. Any other comment on the roundabout, Sarah?
No.
All right. And then we have an organizational chart update.
Right. In the fall of 2022, the Board of Trustees made changes to that board chart, and it was just put on there. So we informed the public that we didn't, at that time, put details on how those changes work, but we are working on that with improved policies and procedures, and the administrator and the legal team, which I met earlier today, are also our human resources coordinator, are working with an outside company. We have plans to put some more structure around that organizational chart. So we were looking forward, Chuck.
No, that and just that with our new insurance company of the Ohio plan, it gives us access and discount to, and I'm drawing a blank on the name, Lexapol, which gives us a number of policies and procedures that are kind of standardized statewide. So we're going to be updating a lot of our departmental policies that just, like I said, updating and refreshing. So that's all intertwined. All right, Harold, you got a couple of items here in your report.
I don't really have anything else for action this evening. You've already continued the public hearing for the street lighting district. But just for informational purposes, January 1st every year, we adjust our unit price and quantity on our Republic Services contract. And as of January 1st, our unit price went from $14.48 a month to $14.91 a month, and our quantity from 5,271 to 5,339. So that's the official number of residential units that we have at this time.
When does that contract end? Do you know that off the top of your head? Is that 2025?
25, yes.
So at that point, we'd also look at payment. If we get anybody to quote a new contract, we'd also have to look at...
Right. Really, the rest of my memo is just boring information.
You're never boring.
Do we need
Daryl.
A take action item on the indigent burial? Do we normally?
No, that's just.
That's sad,
just
though.
Standard.
Okay.
Nobody claims somebody, and it's sad.
Happens every so often.
All right. That includes our agenda. We do have an executive session item, which we anticipate taking some action items on, but are there any audience members tonight who have any questions or comments about any agenda items?
Barbara, you had asked to get the information on C2 and C3.
Jackie, if you please, just for the record, come up and, or just state your name and address for the record. The microphone will pick you up.
Excuse me, Jackie Ankerbrandt, Alvin Road, 3561. I just had a question on Barbara's comment. She had asked Eric to give uses on C2 and C3. Would you also want information on C1 and R3?
Sure.
I'm just saying, because the one corner is C1.
I added all the other corners, yeah. You can explain R3 to us, too. That makes a lot of sense. I think I know R3 pretty well.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to make sure he listed everything that could go under C2 standard.
Yeah, and I was thinking of the public as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I interpreted that with all that. I know we got 3 or 4 different zonings at those 4 corners, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of a mix of everything, so no problem.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie. Keep me on my toes.
All right, then, with no other new business, I'll make a motion to move from general session to executive session for the purpose of...
3 things. Discipline, compensation, and economic development.
We're discussing...
discipline and compensation of a public employee and economic development.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Yes.
Except we